Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. A fire lookout in the 1950s, Lois Christensen Eagleton of Umpqua, Oregon, vividly remembers the four summers when she earned about $250 a month for college. The first two summers, she looked out over the Three Sisters Mountains in central Oregon. The next two summers, near Fossil, Oregon, in eastern Oregon, she had a panoramic view of what she called a string of pearls, snow-capped peaks stretching from Mount Shasta in California to Mount Rainier in Washington. Eagleton used a fire finder to plot smoke and lightning strikes, and with a hand-cranked telephone called in coordinates to headquarters. During thunder and lightning storms, she stood on a wooden lightning stool with legs inserted into glass insulators. She recorded every airplane, its make, altitude, and flight direction. A third job was to routinely wash the windows surrounding her 14 by 14 foot cabin. She carefully rationed 10 gallons of packed-in water to last a week for everything, including drinking, cooking, and bathing. Today, with few exceptions, airplanes or cameras have replaced fire lookouts. The U.S. Forest Service rents some retired lookout towers as vacation cabins in southern Oregon for $50 a day. Today's episode of As It was written by Jim Long, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.